Hey, this is Flying Ryan, the official rider of the El Bandito Yankee Pro Stock Motorcycle, and we are on the road with Dane from WGN.
If you want something done, you get racers behind you, because there was no way we were going to let this race happen without having tequila in the hands of the fans.
720 WGN live here at the Big Go, the U.S. National, the Super Bowl for the NHRA in the world of drag racing. And we are not alone. All those great drivers, top superstars, 120,000 fans are joined by the fastest tequila out there, the official tequila of race day. Tequila has been brought to the track, Eric Lanz, and we are here.
Absolutely. What a beautiful day. What a hot day. A little warmer than I thought we were going to have today, but the masses are out. It is absolutely packed at this place.
So talk a little bit about just the trials and tribulations of the tequila world to bring this, the dedication, the commitment, the perseverance that El Bandito had to have a nitro-fueled launch into the state of Indiana.
Yeah, we could write a book. I don't know if we have long enough for that piece of the interview, but let's just put it this way. We needed a lot of folks to pitch in and get this ready to roll in Indiana. We've been ready to get this going now a couple of months, and just the usual trials and tribulations of registering in a new state and getting distribution and finding places that want your product. We did announce that we are now the official tequila sponsor of Lucas Oil Indianapolis Raceway Park. So it was super important for us to make sure that we got our product here just in time for the U.S. Nationals.
You think about the presence in NASCAR, stuff we do with IndyCar, dirt track racing, Rico Abreu, all of that, Flying Ryan here, and the NHRA fans. Obviously, tequila has been great, tequila track El Bandito with race fans in general, but drag racing fans in particular, they love it.
They do, and actually, Flying Ryan and Angel Sampe just did a drag race and some Ford Mustangs right down the middle of the track, promoting both El Bandito Yankee Tequila and Ryan, who owns Tampa Bay Race Rentals down in Florida. So huge, huge commitment that we've made to NHRA. We love it. They love El Bandito Yankee. It's a perfect match.
For the drivers, this is the Super Bowl of their sport. They're going to be experiencing that. The fans, all the things they know and love when it comes to El Bandito Yankee added to this weekend. What will fans experience?
Well, I think they're experiencing a little bit of a lot of things. One is some absolutely great racing out on the track, which will be firing back up here in a few minutes. This midway is unlike anything I've seen. I was told that this was the Super Bowl of NHRA, and it has not disappointed. There is pits as far as you can see, there's midway as far as you can see, and there's people as far as you can see. So we're hoping that we get a lot of folks over here at the El Bandito Yankee tent. We're sitting right here next to Psycho Speed and right across from the merchandise trailer of Leah Pruitt and Matt Hagen. And we'd love to see a bunch of people over here. We're doing sampling off and on all weekend long to give you a taste of the tequila that's so fast it's criminal.
Nitro-fueled launch into the state. It starts here at U.S. Nationals. It continues, right? Let's talk a little bit about Big Red Liquors, where people are going to be able to get it. Indianapolis Motor Speedway, obviously that'll be part of it as that racing season continues. And then Jelly Roll, he's coming to the state.
Yeah, a huge shout-out to Big Red Liquors. They've been a big fan of ours and have really helped our initiative to get into the state of Indiana. Super cool people. We've gotten to know them fairly well, and I'm really looking forward to a full-out launch in the Big Red Liquor stores all over the state, which will be happening very soon. And as you mentioned, El Bandito Yankee is the official tequila sponsor of Jelly Roll's Backroad Baptism Tour that's going on right now. And for those folks in the great state of Indiana, he'll be making a stop at the Ruoff Music Center in Indianapolis here at the end of September, where you will be able to find El Bandito Yankee Tequila.
The official tequila of the hottest tour in music going on, sold out completely with Jelly Roll, and of course the official tequila of race day and official here in the state of Indiana. So Eric Lanz, thanks so much for what you're doing with El Bandito, for race fans, for the sport, for tequila, and thanks for jumping on the show.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks to the fans. One quick message for those of you out there in radio land, if you'd like to buy some El Bandito Yankee Tequila, go online to elbandidoyankee.com, and you can use some promo codes that we have opened up specifically for the fact that we're at this race this weekend. BIGGO2, B-I-G-G-O-2, and BIGGO5 are both available to use for $2 off a single bottle or $5 off a bottle combination. So go out to our website. You can purchase them right online and experience the best tequila in the world.
We'll have links up at WGN Radio. Back to the racing. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Dane.
720 WGN live here at the Big Go, the U.S. National, the Super Bowl of the sport of drag racing here for the NHRA. When it comes to things happening on the track, one of the things that's happening at the track is tequila, and in a big way is El Bandido Yankee and Flying Ryan Racing are making their mark here for the biggest event in motorsports. And Ryan, here we are. You're at the Big Go, and not only are you here, but you brought Bandido with it, breaking out the Bandido at the Big Go.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, I'm a Hoosier by blood. I was born not too far from here. This is my favorite racetrack in the world, and there's no bigger race than the U.S. Nationals, the Big Go, and we're here representing for El Bandido Yankee Tequila in a big way. We're so excited to have it here for the concessions, and it's going to be spreading around the state of Indiana like a wildfire, and we're just here to kick it off and show everybody what it's all about.
It's a nitro-fueled launch into the state of Indiana. Couldn't happen in a bigger way. You talk about your connections to Indiana and its connections to racing, and of course, the official tequila of Race Day. It's a perfect fit.
Yeah, I mean, we're very lucky to have such an awesome facility to work with and such a great fan base here. Indiana is a true supporter of racing, and you get a great tequila behind you like that, that just, it's a perfect fit. And everyone that's trying it absolutely loves it. And, you know, we've got 100,000 fans that are going to be passing through the gates here at the U.S. Nationals this weekend, and they cannot miss the display that we're putting on with El Bandido Yankee Tequila. We've got the El Bandido Yankee Tequila race cars here from Tampa Bay Race Rentals. We've got the Midway display. We just went down the track. Angel Sampei and myself just raced our two race cars side by side, and I got to say, I won. I put her on the trailer, and she is mad. She's from Louisiana, and you do not want to make a Cajun girl mad. So it's been a great day so far, and we're about to go have some better things even happen.
It's one of the ways that the people, the fans, are experiencing El Bandido Yankee. Obviously, they have all year long, and for the last year as well, is watching you down the track on the Pro Stock motorcycle. But now here in Indiana, they're getting an opportunity to experience it, not just on the sample side, and you've always been an ambassador for that, but in the concessions too. What has been some of the feedback from the fans?
You know, this tequila is so good. It's so clean. Everyone that tries it immediately asks, where can I buy it? We're going to be in 100 Big Red liquor locations throughout the state of Indiana. And right now we're spread around the track at all the concessions. The feedback is phenomenal. You know, this tequila is top quality, it's top shelf, but yet it's at an awesome price to where everyone, you know, can have it in their liquor cabinet and come on by, pick up a bottle, I'll sign it, and it'll be something special to remember forever, especially after we put this bike in the winner's circle here at the U.S. Nationals.
One of the last things is you talked a little bit about bringing in, obviously, your support for the brand, the fan support for the brand, but a shout out to NHRA and their people too. Everybody has mobilized to make this happen, not only you on the ambassador side, but the facility side from the series, right, and NHRA. Everybody worked together to make it happen on a very tight schedule.
If you want something done, you get racers behind you, because there's something that we're used to all the time, and that's adversity, and that's having challenges. And of course, we run into a couple roadblocks. We know how to perform. We know how to get around it. And there was no way we were going to let this race happen without having tequila in the hands of the fans.
Tequila here at the track, the official tequila of Race Day. And again, the nitro-fueled launch for El Bandido in Indiana. It wouldn't happen without Flying Ryan. It wouldn't happen as fast right here at the U.S. National. So Ryan, we'll let you get back to it. Good luck. Hope to see you with a Wally at the end. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Woo! Hoosier love, baby. El Bandido Yankee Tequila. Break out the Bandido. Break out.